This week on the Glass Cannon Podcast.
My name is Calrian. Calrian Blix.
The heroes find a new ally, and she possesses a valuable gift.
You'll be heading to Red Lake Fort. Then you're gonna need this.
Skid calls Troy out.
Well, you try to do the right thing. You're just very bad at DMing.
Right, right. I guess I need to go back to the old game mastery, guys.
But Matthew is focused on one thing.
I want so badly to find out what's beneath that staircase.
Yeah.
Will the mystery below deck be solved?
I have three predictions.
Okay.
Number one, hideous monster that will kill us all. Number two,
yep.
Secret prisoner.
Mm-hmm.
And number three, exotic treasure.
Oh. Or will the heroes run out of time?
Okay. You know what? This is episode 40. Roll for initiative. We're going long.
Yeah, we're going long.
Let's get ready.
The adventure continues now.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of the Glass Cannon Podcast. This is Grant Berger, and I can't believe that this is episode 40 already. It's been almost a year worth of pods with you, and I want to send a special shout out to all of our new listeners. It's great to have you guys on board. I guess I really hadn't considered the extent of the danger we're currently in. Of course, the assault on Trunau was insane, and the Battle of Blood March Hill saw so many casualties, but we had the help of Jagrin and Halgra and Kirst and the rest of the town's militia to get the job done. Now we're on the Chalice Devil in the middle of who knows where. We could be beset upon on all sides by attacks and sabotage. It's beginning to feel very dark and foreboding, like Apocalypse Now or Heart of Darkness. Who knows what incredible evil is waiting for us at Red Lake Fort. The only silver lining I could see is if Grenzeldeck was played by Marlon Brando. Anyway, guys, thanks for tuning in again. New listeners, please leave us a starred review on iTunes. It really helps us out. You can also reach us on Twitter at GlassCannonPod, and you can email us thoughts and ideas and questions to GlassCannonPodcast@gmail.com. Without further ado, here's episode 40, Down the Hatch.
A lot of times I finish a session, and I'm so excited. That was a great sesh. And it's not that that wasn't a great session. I'm just so fucking mad that I didn't make you roll fortitude saves.
It's been eating at you all week, huh?
It really has. It just, it really gets my goat. You know, not because I want to kill you, because I really don't. I would be bummed if any of the four of your characters died. I wouldn't be bummed if Ben Vereen died. Fuck him. But
just to be clear, the Wolverine.
The Wolverine, yeah. Right. Not the actor. He's one of...
Yeah, in case if anyone's listening to the podcast for the first time.
Right.
It's like, man, I wish Ben Vereen would die.
No, not...
That seems random.
Yeah. It's like, well, why?
Is this the right podcast? No, he's a national treasure. But I just... I get mad at myself because I do this all the time. And I'm sure, you know, Skid and Joe, you DM a lot too. You must run across this all the time where you just fucking forget things. I know, Joe, I play with you all the time. You're like, ah, damn it, I forgot to do this thing. You just forget. And I have it written on my little note cards for the orcs. Power attack, cleave. Weapons have been poisoned. Because they heard your battle with the dire wolves, they rolled a perception check. They heard it. They then poisoned their weapons, and I forgot to roll it. It just really sucks.
Are you trying to lead up to... You want to poison us now?
Everyone roll a 4-2-6. No. No. Had I not made that grandiose speech at the beginning of last episode, I think I could have easily just not told you that and be like, okay, all four of you were attacked by their weapons. As you make your way towards this woman, you all start to feel a little sick. Everybody roll a 4-2-6. But because I'm a shitty, shitty DM... I didn't do that.
Well, you try to do the right thing. You're just very bad at DMing.
Right, right. I guess I need to go back to the old game mastery, guys.
It worked so well for you last night.
Try out chapter two.
So what is it, Matthew? Saoirse?
Saoirse.
Sorcerer?
Saoirse like inertia.
Sorceforge?
Saoirse. That's how it looks.
Samsonite. It's right here.
Samsonite.
Yeah, it's Samsonite.
Samsonite. Samsonite Ronan. Saoirse. Like inertia.
Like inertia.
Saoirse.
Saoirse Ronan. This is what she looks like. I'll put it up on the Tumblr. She kind of looks like Brienne of Tarth, a little bit of a Brienne of Tarth vibe. Yeah,
A Joan of Arc vibe.
Imagine...
short blonde hair, short golden blonde hair, armor.
My former Facebook friend.
Determined look, you would say?
Sure. I actually drew this. No, you did. No, it was the wonderful artist.
No wonder you forgot all the poison and fortitude
work at Paizo. Yeah, I was so busy drawing. she's... Lork, you go over and you do a heal check, and you see that she's unconscious, but she's not dead. I can't remember. Did you do anything, or I ended the episode? Did you?
Yeah, you cut it off. I wanted to try to rouse her, see if I could, you know, just.
I know you were very mad that I ended the episode there.
But I really wanted to talk to her the whole time. I thought the combat was just.
I think we all wanted to talk to her, but that's no fun.
You and your cliffhangers.
That'd be a shitty name for a character. Cliffhanger. That's his whole thing. He's an alpha.
So he always tells you what he's going to do next turn.
Right.
Wait for it.
He picks up his falchion to swing at it.
Damn it, Cliff.
I hold my action.
Hangs out with Tom Exposition.
He's their best bud. Yeah.
You guys all kind of took a beating. I know, Galabras, you've used one channel and you've used a bunch of the wand. Do you guys want to do anything to her and to yourselves in case this attack isn't over?
Well, at the moment, I think that I want to focus on her right now. Like, Lork he's beat up, but he wants to talk to her.
But if everybody gathers around, I can channel while he's doing that.
Okay.
Do it.
7.
All right. So Lork is at 18 HP.
And you notice she starts to come to. Oh, what? Let's see if I can do this shitty accent. What happened? What happened? Oh, thank you. Did you dispatch of the orcs?
The orcs are dead. You've got nothing to fear, at least for the moment.
Is she still tied up?
Yes.
Right. I'll untie you. Just. Okay. Does it hurt?
No, it's all right. My arm's a little sore. Thank the gods that you came. I did the best I can. I'm sure you noticed I killed a bunch of them outside, and they're damned wolves. But they overcame me, and I just couldn't hold up against them.
And you guys remember you saw a bunch of dead orcs and dire wolves. And she's saying she defended as best she could.
And some of them were arrows and stuff like that.
So yeah, so she was the sole defender.
You were the sole defender here.
I was. I did the best I could, but I just became overwhelmed. There was at least a dozen of them, if not more. It's all kind of foggy to me now.
Well, I'm very impressed. I think you were overwhelmed by the numbers, but there's several dead bodies out there.
Well, thank you. I usually can hold my own, but it was just too much. Are you all right? They were a tough bunch.
Yes, we've taken them down at least for now with the help of our party here. We've come off of the Chelish Devil, a riverboat, a keelboat that's making its way up the River Esk.
Oh, are you with Rag? Are you with Blood Tusk?
Do you know Rag?
I do. He was scheduled to be making a drop-off today. You're one of his crew members? You're all his crew, yeah?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know where that came from.
Yeah. Did the orc just get Swedish?
Don't you know?
Yeah.
I'm right on the boat up the river.
Dr. Sprockets, while we dance?
Hi. That's wonderful. What brings you to Blood Tusk's crew, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm afraid it's a mission of great secrecy. We can't be discussing it with just anyone. I hope you understand.
What's your name?
Well, we can talk to Rag about it if you like.
It's fine. And Galabras, you kind of probably think that's a little weird because this is the Knight of Ozum.
Yeah.
I mean, this is pretty badass paladin situation. So, if there's anyone you can trust, it's probably a paladin, but that's Lork.
Pardon me, sir. You are a Knight of Ozum, are you not?
It's ma'am, and yes.
No, knights are still sirs.
You still call them sir? Oh, that's weird. Yeah.
Wow, you're really rude.
I'm sorry.
You and your gender normative... Oh, my God.
Man. I blew it. By the way, when you touched her, she's poisoned.
With the contact poison?
Everybody roll forward to say DC 17. She says...
I think we need to purify literally every food and drink we eat.
She says, I'm sorry, young man. I got hit in the head. I don't know who I am. Yes, young man. What's your question?
Are you injured?
I am. I took quite a bit of beating, but it's nothing I can't shake off in a couple of days.
Let me look. My name's Galabras, by the way.
Oh, Galabras, a right fine name.
I have to say, I haven't seen you around these parts too much. Oh, sorry. Seeing stars.
Sex pot, Calaveras.
My name is Calrian. Calrian Blix. And as you know, I am a Knight of Ozum. I'm in charge of this way station, and I work at... I live at Castle Farin.
Castle Farin? I don't know it.
It's one of the main, and you can see Baron on your ledger. It's pretty much at the where the Esk and the Kestrel meet. So you guys have come far enough along in your journey where you're at.
And are we on the River Esk? Is Kestrel the one that we're going to get on, to turn onto?
Baron, you've got it. It's the southern one. I don't feel like bringing up the map. I think you're on the Kestrel.
Yes, we're on Kestrel.
Oh, okay.
We're
on the Kestrel, and then it turns and goes north,
I got that wrong,
west to the Esk. Yeah, so you're at the you're nearing the confluence, and Castle Farin is like one of the big castles that's right there. Do you guys want to roll a knowledge, or
I'd like to ask her. I say, Castle Farin. That's near the Ghostlight March, isn't it?
Indeed, it is. It stands just south of the Ghostlight Marsh, right at the edge of the war zone. That you probably know as Lastwall.
I've heard it's pretty spooky over there. Is there anything you could tell me about it?
Oh, it's nothing. It's nothing that our clerics of Yomadai can't take care of. There are some undead up to the north shore, and of course the orc threat to the west, but it's nothing the likes of the Knights of Ozum haven't seen before.
While she's talking, I heal her with the wand for 8 points.
Who are the Knights of Ozum?
Thank you, young man.
My pleasure.
I believe Galabras told you in a previous episode.
The Knights of Ozum were a...
I don't remember.
They're a military organization that was formed to combat the Whispering Tyrants in the Shining Crusade.
Ah.
Right, we've dedicated to the goddess Yomadai, and we're based in Lastwall, in the capital of Lastwall, Vigil, I'm sure you know it. And yes, we first rose to prominence during the fight against the Whispering Tyrant during the Shining Crusade, and now we just do our best to combat the undead to the north and the orcs to the west, as
You've
I mentioned
You've lost
before.
Your accent.
I'm doing the best
She's
I can.
She's a spy! Get her!
I say...
Roll a fortitude save.
I want to ask, do you think this was a coordinated attack, or is this just normal kind of an orc raid on this way station here?
I didn't get a chance to look at the orcs as I was killing them, but they just seemed like mongrels from a random band. Now that I look over your shoulder and see their corpses, it doesn't seem as if they have any markings. The orc attacks have been getting greater and more frequent as of late. Most likely they were planning to sack these way stations along the river in preparation, perhaps, for a larger assault against Castle Farin. It makes total sense.
Have you encountered any orcs from the Twisted Nail tribe?
Not recently. The Twisted Nailers are up closer towards the fort area, from what I hear.
Well, a paladin of Yomadai, I think we can trust if we can trust anyone. Right, Galabras?
Yes. Knights of Ozum are honorable and brave, and I would absolutely trust her.
And if you are battling the Whispering Tyrant, then if you had battled the Whispering Tyrant, you would understand that we are trying to stop a union among orcs and giants that threatens to expand the hold of Belkson into the peaceful territories surrounding it.
And where might they be located?
Right now, we're headed to I don't remember where, but we need to go to Ghostlight Marsh.
We are heading in the direction of Ghostlight Marsh, if you want a ride.
Ghostlight Marsh, well, you're not too far away from the marsh, but what business have you there? Are you travelling farther up the Kestrel, or does your journey end at Ghostlight Marsh?
We'll eventually get further up the river. We're going up the Kestrel until we get to the River Esk, and then we'll continue up north that way to Red Lake Fort. Our DM called it Fork and got us all confused.
It's quite confusing. Right when you say Red Lake Fort, her eyes widen and she grows visibly excited. And says,
ooh.
And
you'll
be... That was good. That was good, Skid.
Skid thinks so too.
Just because you mentioned a fort.
Well, I didn't know. That's all it took. Keep that in mind.
I didn't know that was all it took. A paladin's idea of foreplay.
All this talk of forts is getting me hungry. For love.
Oh, my stomach hurts.
She goes, you'll be heading to Red Lake Fort. Well, then you're going to need this. And she produces a map and hands it to Lork.
Oh, wow. Oh, it's a map of the fort.
I mean, it's this is an ancient map. Oh, you know, cool. I'm sure a lot has changed since my ancestors were there, but I can't believe you're heading there. It's just so strange. One of my great-great-great-great-grandfathers, a man named Fabian, was the fort's cleric. Anyways, he died during the final siege of the fort, but one of his sons, my great-grandfather, escaped through a hidden sewer tunnel in the fort. And as you can see, right there on the map, you can see a sewer tunnel way up top here. And as far as I know, it's most likely submerged, but that's how he escaped. You know, he carried this map with him, and it just kind of laid with me and my family ever since. I can't believe that you'll be heading up there. What serendipity.
It's lucky for us you take this map to work every day.
I never leave home without it.
So, are we to believe we might be able to sneak into the fort through this sewer tunnel and surprise them without walking right up to the front gate?
Well, as I mentioned, this is an old, old map. That's from my great-grandfather's memory. He drew it, so probably a lot has changed. And if you're going up there to fight a band of orcs and who knows what, odds are it's changed completely. There are multiple levels. That's just a piece of the pie.
Does
puzzle?
She's been beaten, Calabrus. Give her a break.
Does Castle Phirene have any type of scouting parties that go and travel up towards the Red Lake Fort ever? Do you have any eyes on the territory? What might be in and out of there?
The scouting parties around Castle Phirene mainly stay around the confluence of the Kestrel and the Esk, so we don't travel that far northwest. So I wish I had more information about the actual fort itself and what's been going on there today, but it's just rather...
Who did the fort fall to? Was it the orcs?
I don't know.
Did Rag walk into the room?
I don't know. I'm not quite sure how it all came.
You just know it came under attack, and your great
she's being
great
a little
great.
Dodgy.
Can I do a sense motive?
Sure.
That's a lie.
18 sense motive.
15 sense motive.
No idea. Yeah. Gromley has no idea.
Galabras. Especially, and Lork to a certain extent, she seems to be bothered every time she brings up the name, like, her ancestors.
Mm.
Oh, maybe they betrayed. Maybe she's trying to live down what they did in the past, and she doesn't want to revisit that.
Pardon me, lady, but there seems to be a certain amount of reluctance in your voice when you speak of your the forebears. I don't mean to pry, but...
I'm sorry to be so coy. It's just a dark time in our past. And very reluctantly, she says, there's always been stories passed down in our family in regards to the fort's original castellan, who was a despicable, vile man. He was my ancestor, Fabian Blix. My great-grandfather rarely spoke of his time at the fort, and though I don't know any more details, I do recall that the mention of the fort or its castellan caused him to go pale and visibly tremble.
Can I do a history check to see if I know anything about this, if any of this is familiar?
Sure. You can do, like, a history about Red Lake Fort.
Can I do that as well?
Sure.
18.
Okay. 18 is good.
15 good. For Gormley.
But. Okay, that actually, Galabras nailed it then. You guys know that it was originally part of Harkis Blockade. It was the second line of strongholds defending Last Wall's retreating northern border with Dalkson. So as the orcs and the humans were fighting, it was like the last line of, or the second line of defense. It was named for a bunch of crimson algae that grew within the moat surrounding the fort. When the fort fell, there's all these ghost stories about what happened, but no one quite knows for sure. So if she's saying that her ancestor, this Fabian Blix, was some viable, despicable person, and the great-grandfather, anytime they mentioned the name, he started to shake and tremble, it kind of confirms what you've always known as you were reading Galabras before you left True Now. It confirms what you were reading, that, like, some shit went down there, and no one quite knows for sure.
Yes. The place has a dark reputation. I don't blame you for your reluctance.
If you'll be going there, I you've already done so much for me, but I would be very interested in knowing of my ancestor's fate, what happened to him, what he did. I mean, I don't know if there'll be any evidence there at all, but if there is, if you should learn anything about him while you're there, and if your travels take you back this way, if you could stop by and let me know, I'd be right grateful. I'd love to kind of close that chapter in my family history.
I promise you, lady, I will do everything in my power to bring you this, if I can.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Gormley pops up behind Lapis' shoulder and is like, he can grow in size, if you know what I mean.
I'm happy you're alive, and I also pledge my services to help close this chapter. But I'd like to know... slightly indelicate question. Why didn't the orcs just kill you? Were they asking you questions? What were their intentions with you? Why were you just tied up? They don't normally leave survivors behind.
That's very true. You're very wise, dwarf. They were grilling me and beating me for information about the castle's defenses, and I wouldn't give it up.
Castle Farine.
Yes. So odds are, had I held out any longer, they would have just killed me or done worse. Thankfully, you came in time to save me. I would not give up their defenses. I would die before I let them take over the castle.
So they were planning... It sounds like they're planning an attack on the castle then.
Yes.
And are they... Did they mention a leader at all? Anyone by name?
Like I said, just looking at them, they just seem like the regular scum that we fight all the time.
But you'd think the regular scum wouldn't be interrogating you about the defenses of a fortress so
very
tough
true.
To...
We have noticed that lately that the tribes have been getting bigger and bigger, so perhaps they're banding together. This is a terrible time to be in Belkson, a terrible time to be a knight, but also the best time for Yomadai the Inheritor. She will prevail above all this evil, and perhaps when you're done your journey, some of you could join the knighthood as well. The Knights of Ozum can always use good, strong men and women like yourself to join.
Can I ask you another question?
Sure.
Have you ever heard of a place called the Vault of Thorns?
The Vault of Thorns? No.
Supposed to be in Ghostlight Marsh.
No, I've never heard of it. I've heard ghost stories about the marsh, but that's one place people don't go fooling around in there. Not that I believe any of that hogwash, but there's just no reason to go in there.
As we're trying to help you out, if there's any type of intel you could give us for someone who might be an expert at Castle Farine, maybe a historian or a librarian or someone like that we could talk to while we're there?
I don't think you'll be going to the castle unless Rag has some other plans. The castle's a little farther inland.
Oh, okay.
I'm sure Rag just wanted you to drop off some supplies. We'd be glad to house you, but knowing Rag, he's probably got a timetable to keep. But if there's anything I can do to repay you... It's a very small token, but would you mind helping me up?
Lork will help her up.
She helps you up, and she says, would you follow me outside just in case there's any other trouble out there?
It's a trap!
It's a trap! she walks you outside and walks around back to the
the smaller building that was connected to the main building, and unlocks the door. She sees the dead horses, and she's upset, but she moves on. And she says, "It's small, it's not much, but we knights, we don't care much about material possessions, but I certainly won't be needing this for a while, and I'd like to give it to you." And she hands this beautiful saddle to whoever among you would like to take it.
Gormley will take it.
Okay. And you have this awesome, awesome looking saddle.
Nice.
If it's all right, too, I'd like to, when we're done, check the bodies of the orcs that we killed. But
sure.
I'd also like to ask, what's the strategic value of this way station? Is there anything important here? Is it just a lookout? What's it usually used for?
It serves multiple purposes. Like, we use it for a lookout, as you say. We use it for trade. As your captain was bringing us supplies that I would then, our people would come and take it back to the castle to help with our defenses. And we use it to just kind of have a foothold along the river to keep the orcs and the bad guys away.
And you said you were the only person guarding it.
In this day, yes.
Okay.
It isn't my only job. We switch off from time to time. Not unlike my accent. you notice, by the way, Galabras and Gormley, that the saddle is glowing with...
I was about to detect magic on the saddle.
It's glowing with faint transmutation magic.
Interesting.
Hmm.
Can I spellcraft it, or do I just find out later?
Sure.
21.
It is a horse master's saddle. It is from Ultimate Equipment. This ornate military saddle, tooled with an elaborate equine motif, grants the mount a +5 competence bonus on acrobatics checks.
Wow.
And the mount's rider a +5 competence bonus on ride checks.
Wow.
So these are like Air Jordans of saddles. They make you jump faster, higher, run faster.
In addition, the mount gains the benefits of any teamwork feats possessed by the rider. I don't know if we have anybody here that uses it. But if somebody takes levels in Inquisitor or something, teamwork feats are kind of
Cavalier.
Cool. It's worth a lot of gold.
Should I praise it, or are you just going to tell me?
You can praise it. You can praise it.
You can get down on your knees in front of that saddle.
I'd appraise you if I could.
I rolled a 10 on the appraise.
It's going to be worth more than 10,000 gold.
Oh, whoa! Yeah, well, +5 on ride checks. I mean, yeah, that's crazy.
That's really nice.
But like, beyond its worth, if you ever had a great horse with which to use it, you would be quite formidable.
If only we had a horse like Reggie.
Wait a minute. Old Reggie.
Whose gender is still up in the air, apparently. Well, the DM did say last episode that whatever you say goes. And
it's true.
She's a girl.
So, yeah, she's pretty much told you, answered all your questions. She's very grateful. She gives you the saddle. And
do you need an escort back to Castle Farine, or do you think you're okay to get there yourself?
I have a feeling that they won't be coming back for a little while. They sent a huge group against me, and I can't imagine they're organized enough to be sending another one right away. So my next shift will be coming in tomorrow. I'm sure I can make it through the night.
So
appreciate it.
Would you like us to bring Rags crew up here to get all the trading done?
I mean, it seems insignificant now in the larger scheme of things, but I'm sure Rag wants to complete his mission, so yes.
You never know when that equipment might come in handy.
It's true. I wish I had it along with the four of you when the attack first went down. So yeah, you guys can do that, and Baron, you wanted to search the bodies of the orcs?
Yes. Should I do a perception?
No, I'll just tell you what you find. They're each wearing studded leather.
Okay.
They each have a falchion.
Uh-huh.
They each have a spiked gauntlet.
Okay.
They each have a dose of antitoxin.
There you go.
So, hey, do they have vials of poison?
Well, how many?
You mean no, they use them.
So we have 3 vials of antitoxin?
Correct.
You got this.
And they each have 44 gold pieces on them.
Oh, nice.
So
sweet.
They must have just split up. Or they must have just gotten paid.
So
Baron,
132.
Baron points. Looks down at the gauntlet.
The dead ones don't have anything.
Baron looks down at the gauntlet and kind of looks it over and says, looks at his left hand, which he doesn't hold his gun in, and says, "This'll do real nicely." And he kind of wraps the spike gauntlet around his left hand, so if someone gets right up in his face, he can fucking punch.
All right. Nice. Boom, boom, boom. Where's the spike gauntlet? And so over the course of the next, you know, hour or so, you guys, you relay all this information to Rag, blah, blah, blah. You drop off all the stuff, all the stuff from the armory, and you're ready to shove off again. And
well, as we're leaving, say, "M'lady, it was a pleasure to have met you, and I hope our paths cross again."
"May Yomadai be with you, always."
Gormley Pop 7 says, he's a really nice guy, too. Cooks. "Hey, I just met
you. This episode is getting shut down by iTunes. Okay, so...
Lork will shake her hand and as he leaves and just say, "That was a fine piece of fighting you did back there. It's, like I said, it's very impressive, and it was an honor to meet you, a knight of Ozum."
"Well, don't thank me, thank the inheritor. But may she watch over you. Good luck in your travels, and good luck at the fort. I can only imagine what could be there, and I look forward to any information you may find on my ancestor, Fabian Blix."
"All right. Thank you, sir.
I promise it."
"Bye.
Ma'am. Okay, so you make it back to the dock, blah, 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 and you shove off, and by now it's a little later in the evening.
I want so badly to find out what's beneath that staircase.
Yeah. What's behind door number one?
I think the listeners want to know.
Yeah, they're yeah, seriously.
Yeah, that was like 17, furious. 18 episodes ago
yeah.
that Lork found that door.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
I think it's going to be another Gurion.
So, the night passes. You guys have dinner. Galabras blesses the food for the four of you and for Benverine. I'm assuming he's blessing Benverine's food.
Yes.
Unfortunately, we're not allowed in the kitchen.
All the potatoes.
Not allowed in the kitchen, so Gashnak prepares the meal, and it's mediocre as usual. And, lights start going out. You drop anchor. People start turning in for the night. They're having their big ruckus, as usual, partying, gambling, drinking up top. As usual, Gosnock passed out on the floor. Classic Gosnock. And everyone's having fun, and you guys are where? Are you in the fun? Are you in the blah? Halrex, you would assume, is in the chart room. Rag, you would assume, is in his quarters. What?
Yeah, I mean, I want to...
Do you do?
Yeah, I think we want to try to go check out that yeah, stairwell, right? Well, is Tog still locked up, or did they let him out?
Hey, what was Rag's decision?
Right. Yeah, man, it has been a little while. So when you come back to the boat, you guys were away for a little while, especially, time passed in the fight with the direwolves, the fight with the orcs, your conversation with her, searching the bodies, blah, 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 making sure everything was set. By the time you come back on board, Tog is no longer in the brig. I don't know if you ask Rag about it, or you just kind of understand that he served his punishment. Lork had a talk with Rag and was like, "I believe him to be innocent.
Yeah,
I think he's going to be okay." And Rag's like, "Well, it won't hurt to leave him in there overnight and let him
cool off.
So you assume that's what happened. And up, if any of you go up to the quarters, you'll see that Tog is there. He's not kind of enjoying the merriment as much as everyone else, but he's there and he's sipping out of a bottle.
If Lork makes any eye contact with him, he's just going to give him like a little nod.
And Tog nods right back at you.
Okay.
Maybe raises a glass.
Yeah.
I think maybe I suggest that over the course of the evening, we kind of plan amongst each other to meet down in the brig.
Yeah.
So that we can check out.
Okay. And Rag assumes that one of you is, that Baron is going to be working on that hole when he finishes his fishing contraption, or concurrently mm-hmm. with that work. And you mentioned that you would work throughout the night, and there's no one posted there. So, because it's night, they don't assume you're going to do anything. He trusts you at this point.
Yeah. Right.
With your
fool.
Fool that he is.
You
know how this game works?
I do, as a bit of bookkeeping, kind of mention that I'm not feeling so great after that battle.
Right. Lore can't possibly go in.
If we think we might explore a little bit, we might want to top ourselves off a little bit
I think we should. I think we can get 8 hours of rest and meet, you know, at 2 a.m. or something like that. Like, we got back at dusk, you know, and he said it was the afternoon.
Well, yeah, I mean, you run the risk of being caught doing that.
All right, I'll just...
Like,
I'll
in
just,
terms of timing, do you know what I mean?
I'll top everybody off with the healing.
Yeah, you're not going to be able to rest and go down there. It's all part of the same day.
Okay. Right, 5 points to Baron.
I just don't understand why not.
Well, you came back at night. Nightish.
You want another one?
Yeah.
You know, by the time you guys shoved off... Oh, yeah, I guess
they did all the unloading.
Your dinner, and now it's night. Okay. So if you sleep 8 hours, it's going to be 8 a.m., and people are going to be up and getting into the rowing docks.
5 points to Baron.
I am great.
I mean, healing is just not going to get me near my max hit points. Lots of charges will, but...
Galabras has used 2 channels.
And how many charges are on that
wand? But you've got a ton
of
charges on the wand.
Yeah, I've got... like 37 charges left.
Oh, okay. Good. Hit me.
So.
Do it.
Boop. Oh, 2. Fuck. Again. 2. Awesome.
Oh, God.
Yes. All right, 8.
There we go.
Another one?
Oh, yeah.
Choose him.
9.
There we go, baby. I'm good.
Yeah.
Wormley?
I'm don't waste it on me. I'm only 3 down.
Okay.
Feeling great.
I'm going to take 1 for myself.
Oh, do you want this?
Little nip for myself.
Oh. Welcome to the healing podcast.
And I'm good. Okay.
Between all the healing we did and then like all those concentration checks the other, you get to prepare less content and it'll still last more.
Great. I'm on autopilot. I'll remember every poison check from here on out. So right now I have Galabras has used 2 channels and then Gormley used mage armor, which is now worn off, and inflict light, and Galabras used true strike.
Mm-hmm.
You guys have done your healing. The boat quietly sitting at night. The moonlight, the only light, as you sneak onto the deck, go into the hatch, climb down, walk through the hole, and Lork, you bring them over to the discolored boards.
Okay. I'd like to roll a stealth check to, So good.
Do we have to enter the numbers?
Cut to...
4,
18. 8, 15, 16, 23, 42.
Cut to Galabras' birth. It's a boy!
A wailing woman.
It's Galabras on like a Viking ship.
Oh.
And you see how it all went down.
Flash
come here, boy. You got a pretty mouth. Okay, so...
I'll do a stealth check again to open up the door.
Okay.
The trap door, natural 20. Looks like it was meant to be already.
So wait, you stealthily...
Just opening the trap door. Right.
Okay, so you guys see this ladder leading down.
Yeah, ladder leading down.
And I cast lights on my gauntlets.
Great.
Awesome.
Provide lights.
And Lork will lead the way down. He's been down here before. He's seen it before. And he knows that, if I'm not mistaken, there's like some shelving, some stuff, open room.
There's little puddles of water on the floor. And so there are shelves to have the cargo not get wet, because you would assume that this part of the boat gets a little flooded.
And then there's a door, right?
There is a
one single door.
There is a little staircase. Hey, you know what? How about a map? Hey. You guys want to have a little map action?
Let's do it.
A little maction? I did a new technique with my map for this part. I drew it on grid paper.
The old-fashioned way.
Isn't that kind of fun? All right, so you come down the ladder, and you're cramped. But there's a staircase leading down into a recess.
Oh, sorry.
There's a staircase.
It's not a reflection on your DMing.
Leading down to a sunken area. And when you get down to that 15-foot wide area, you don't have to squeeze anymore. And that's where the door is. show me where you are in relation to said staircase and
I'm behind
sunken
Lorky. Area.
I should probably get up there if I'm going to try to disable the trap.
And I can take a look at it with engineering at some point, if that is a reasonable check at some point. But yeah, that's fine.
It's pretty much going to be a one, you know, Lork explains
what happened.
So right
now, is Lork the only one down the stairs? And then Galabras is on the stairs, and the other two are still in the room where the cage was? Am I understanding this?
No,
right?
They're all, everyone's downstairs.
Everyone's downstairs.
Yeah, you brought everybody down. You rolled a 20 stealth, and that was enough to move the boards quietly, climb down. Now, do you replace the boards?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or should one of us pretend like we're working on that hole so we can...
No, let's just move. There's danger down here. Yeah. I don't want anybody separated.
It's up to you. Up to you, whatever you guys think is best. If Baron wants to wait upstairs, he can.
I'll come.
Okay. So you guys all come down. Obviously, you can't fit all of you down those stairs. There's only space enough for three. One directly in front of the door, one to the left, and one to the right. And then someone can be on the stairs, and then...
Okay.
I'll be up at the door so I can disable it.
All right, so you switch places with Lork.
Can I disable it from diagonally, or do I need to be right in front of it?
Well, no, you got to be right in front of it. That's what I thought. These are tight quarters. Talk to me about what you want to do.
I want to roll a disabled device to disable the... I assume Lork imparted what he knows of the trap, what he saw.
Correct.
And I'm going to roll a disabled device.
Don't you have to do a perception check to see the trap? I mean, like, it just because you know it's there doesn't mean you know, like, how it works or whatever.
But you do know what it does.
Yeah.
Right. I mean...
What's your call?
Yeah. Because you already...
said there was a trap.
You know it's trapped. The perception check is to notice the trap. You know it's trapped.
Okay.
So now you're going to attempt to disable it.
Yes. I'm going to cast Guidance on myself.
And I'll give you a bit of luck.
So that's a plus one.
Plus one.
Okay.
She's going to need it for the reflex save.
So is that... How many bit of lucks is that for Galabras? Three?
I have one left.
One bit of luck left.
Can I impart a bonus with Knowledge Engineering?
Too late.
16.
The die has been cast.
Oh, fuck. He rolls a 16. The ropes come out and just... go limp.
What?
You're disabled.
Nice. Oh.
And no.
That was bam.
That was so weird.
I remember all right. That sound. I'll quietly tell Gormley to step aside.
Would you want me to switch places with Galabras? That way I can hex from behind you if I can see into the room?
Sure. Whatever you want to do. I'm just going to stand in front of the door and open it, or at least try to.
Do you know if it's locked?
I didn't check that part.
Can Lork check to test to see if it's locked?
Sure.
Is it locked?
It is not locked.
Okay, then I will do a stealth check and open the door.
God, finally we get into this goddamn...
I know, right? Here we go.
Plot tease.
12.
So what did you do? You stealthed into the room with a 12?
I just opened the door. Just trying to peek in.
Couple
things are going to happen.
It's a poison laboratory.
Okay, so you open the door and you peek in, and you see that this, you know, 5-foot-wide corridor stretches for about 80 feet.
Oh.
And there's another door at the other end.
So almost the length of the boat.
Yes. On either side of this, of the...
Hallway?
Even a hallway, because on the either side of the walkway, we'll call it, this 5-foot-wide walkway, the corridor is filled with sludge and muck to a depth of 2 feet, and it counts as a shallow bog, so it's 2 squares of movement to walk within the... if you're walking on either side of the...
This boat is fucked up. This is really weird.
It's a 5-foot walkway, you said?
Hey, you know what? Let me show you the map.
All right.
I cast group water walking on the...
I'm going to leave the party order...
Oh, it really, he did. He all taped a bunch of graph paper together.
It looks like a urethra.
Kind of fun.
It does look
like a cross section of a dick, is what it looks like.
What's the lighting like?
What's the lighting like? It is dim lighting. So,
and I've got my gauntlet.
Yeah, you've got your gauntlet. So as long as Gormley stays close to Galabras,
within 20 feet,
you will not take a 20% mischance.
Well, I'll.
Is this correct here with Lork up front,
Well,
flanked by Baron and Gormley with Galabras in the back?
It's not going to matter.
Well, it's going to matter.
Start walking, right?
To me. So, see, there's before a 5-foot wide walkway that extends all the way, door at the other end, and then 10 foot wide on either side is muck. So, to move in this, it's going to cost you 2 squares of movement. To move on this, it's going to cost you normal movement to move on the walkway.
Before we go in, okay. Gormley's going to cast light on her hope knife. So she can see herself.
So, you know, Wark, you try to stealthily open the door and you just kind of slam it against the wall with a 12.
A 12 is a slam against the wall? Come on.
Can I
slam?
Can I do a either a alchemy or a knowledge or profession fisherman check on this sludge to see what it's composed of or if there's anything special about it at all?
You'd have to walk into the room and kind of get down in there to examine it.
Okay, when we do go down in there, I will do those checks.
Sure. Who would like to enter?
I would like to do a perception check on the 5 feet in front of me to, first I want to do a survival check to see if I see any tracks or prints on the 5-foot walkway that's right in front of me.
Okay.
25.
You do indeed see tracks. 25, you see 2 sets of tracks.
Ooh.
Coming and going.
Are they human in nature?
They appear to be humanoid.
Humanoid?
In nature, yes.
Any, like, disturbingly large tracks or anything like that? They look normal size?
Yeah, they look to be...
they look like boots?
Medium-sized creatures. Yeah, they do appear to be boots.
Not barefoot or anything like that. No. Okay, I will... I'm just going to do a perception on the few, you know, whatever, 5, 10 feet in front of me to just see if there's any... traps or any
so
sort
looking,
of...
So you're looking in the square in front of you and maybe the square ahead of you. I can let you look at this.
Okay. 24.
Hmm. 24. Nothing. It is completely... Just
and it looks
like,
stable?
Yeah, it looks pretty. It looks very stable. It looks like, you know, that would be the easiest way to walk across. It's just going to slow you down to get into the sludge. So you can walk 10 feet ahead if you want and let the party come in around you, or you can just scout out ahead yourself. Just let me know what you as a party decide to do, but you can tell the first 10 feet in front of you.
Lork just starts to slowly walk up, so he covers that 10 feet. And can I roll this perception over? Do I have to roll every 10 feet? Like, how do you want to play it?
What did you roll for the perception?
24.
24. No, I mean you got to keep rolling if you're gonna keep perceiving along the thing, or if you're perceiving around.
All right,
you.
So every 10 feet, I'm perceiving.
Okay.
All right. So next 10 feet, 14.
Okay. So you step in. The first square, nothing. Second square, nothing. You already figured that out. Third square, nothing. The fourth square, you see a trap.
Oh, okay. Oh.
So 20 feet into the room, you detect a trap.
Okay. I will call Gormley up.
All right.
Okay.
Gormley will come up.
So you will switch positions
yep.
then to have Gormley stand right behind the trap.
And I'm going to come in and stand in the sludge to the right of the...
How deep is the sludge?
It's 2 feet, right? How deep is your sludge? Yeah, it's 2 feet deep. So now moving through that costs you double movement each time
and
you
move. And it's only difficult terrain. It's not mud. No, it's like a swamp.
It's, I mean, Baron hasn't looked at it yet,
okay.
But you could probably figure out.
But if you could move through it even at half speed, that's pretty impressive. Like, I was imagining like really dense mud, but it's not like that.
For these purposes, it acts as a shallow bog. What's Ben Vereen doing during all this?
He's staying with Lork.
He's staying with Lork. Well, yeah. You've only got 5 feet of movement, so is he in the bog?
No, he'll just be behind me.
He would probably sink. He would be. His head would be below water.
Possibly. So right now you have Gormley. He sees. She sees a trap. You point out a trap to Gormley. Behind Gormley is Lork. Behind Lork is Ben Vereen. To the right of Ben Vereen in the bog, the swampy part, is Galabras, and then still outside the room.
He does have them agile feet, dog.
Correct.
Behind Ben Vereen is Baron, still outside the room. Gormley, what do you do?
First things first, mage armor.
Okay, now you already cast it, so you prepped it.
It's a level 1, so I don't have to prepare it.
Okay, fair enough. So you can cast it again.
And I'm going to cast Shield of Faith on myself as she's doing that.
Okay, great. So boom, boom, you guys start buffing yourself.
And then Gormley will touch yourself for guidance, and then I'll roll Disable Device on the trap.
Okay.
Natural 20.
What was the trap? What was the nature of it?
It was like a snare trap. It would have like constricted around you and held you there.
Okay. Can I do a perception now? If something was just going to hold me there, can I do a perception on kind of the walls to either side to see the ship's walls, so just to see if there's any sort of like traps that are not right on the walkway?
Sure.
Any, you know, like dart traps, so you're just or swinging
looking,
traps.
Looking to both sides of you to see right. if there's any traps.
Basically, yeah. 24.
Yeah, so no, whatever that was just going to grab up and like constrict around a limb and hold you there.
I just wonder what the reason is for that. Why would you just hold somebody there?
Well, it's like the door, too. It's the...
Well, it's like
the door at least had an alarm.
But it's like a spider web, right? Like, it doesn't matter if whatever... Whoever made that trap is there when it happens. They just want to get you after you're caught.
Sure, and that's not the only reason for my perception check. Let me be clear. I'm also, like, looking ahead for other traps. I'm just saying I'm not looking only at the floor right there. That's all. Do you want me to keep moving up? Do another perception after 20 feet, or...
Are you going to switch with the...
Yeah, we'll put Gormley behind Ben Vereen.
Okay. So, yeah, you can do the next two squares.
18 on the next two squares.
Nothing.
The next two squares, natural 20, 29.
Nothing.
Next two squares, 14.
You see another trap directly in front of you.
It's so funny. My lowest rolls, I'm like, happen to be perceiving the traps.
Okay, so you see another trap. At this point, you're all walked into the room. Baron, are you staying like single file behind them?
Yeah, I'm pretty short. So.
All right, so you want to take a look at this sludge?
Yeah, should I do alchemy or fisherman?
No, it's fisherman.
23.
This area is known as the bilges. This is where...
it's the bilge water.
Yeah, it's bilge water that's just building up. And there's probably a pump room that they use to kind of pump it out. It's just natural. And the reason it's sludgy is like the rotting wood and the other shit that's getting in there, seaweed. It just makes it kind of slow to move through.
Wolverine dung.
Very common for this to be this way. And that's why there's the platform to make it a little bit...
Not too common to trap... Your bilge room, though, right?
Does not seem like a common thing.
It's
going to
make
do.
It in the Yelp review.
Or put in a secret door to get into it.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
All right, so you tell me about the trap?
Yeah. So I'm going to try to get Gorms to disable it again.
All right.
Okay.
Guidance one more time. That's not going to work. 13. Nope, 14.
14?
Is that your final answer? Yeah, it's my final answer.
Is that your final answer? You disable the trap.
Oh, okay. All right, so these aren't incredibly well-made traps. No. And what would it have done? Same thing, constrict
same
you?
Same exact, yeah, you get the sense it's the same exact kind of trap.
All right. Back to behind Benderine.
Okay, next 10 feet. To my calculations, there's, well, not even, still another about 30 feet. So next 10 feet.
Easy.
15.
Yeah, you don't see anything.
Next 10 feet, 14.
Yeah, you don't see anything.
And then looks like last 10 feet to the door, 21.
Okay, so 21 on the last 10 feet towards the door?
Mm-hmm.
Two squares away from the door, so 10 feet, you see one more trap.
God damn.
On the walkway.
Wow, these sneaky fucking Russians.
These bilge rats.
Very smart of you. Very Tomb of Horrors of you to have looked at every space along the way.
Yeah, well,
what made you think to do that?
To be honest, I thought that the bilge water stuff on the side, the way you described it to me did not sound like just water that was dirty. It sounded like it was like swampy, like trap you muck or something like that. And I was like, I really don't want to fall. And I was like mainly looking for inconsistencies in the wood or whatever, but I thought it might be trad, but it was mainly because I didn't want to fall on that shit and be rendered like out. I thought, I didn't know it would just be half movement. I thought it would be like you.
Well, I certainly
fight.
Don't think I gave it away in the way I described the room.
No, and I think I just over exaggerated it.
Regardless of Gormley's disabled device, you get a bottle cap.
Hey! Yeah, all right.
It's heads up playing.
Okay.
And I don't give those out to anybody.
You certainly do not.
That expires in 5 minutes, by the way.
I think we'll be just fine.
Gormley, you step up in front of Lork, I'm assuming, again. Ben Vereen flanking you.
I would just like to,
now we're going to have Ben Vereen in front of Lork, right behind Gormley.
Yeah, what's going through your head, Gormley?
I would say, before I inevitably fail this last trap and die,
right.
I want to render my predictions for what's behind this door. I have three predictions.
Okay.
Number one, hideous monster that will kill us all. Number two,
yep.
Prisoner of some sort, secret prisoner.
Mm.
And number three, exotic treasure.
Oh, so hideous monster.
Hideous monster.
Secret prisoner.
Secret prisoner.
Or wondrous treasure? What was it?
Wondrous exotic treasure.
Exotic.
Do you think it's... I have another prediction I want to throw in the mix. I saw the two sets of tracks. I believe that there are stowaways on this boat that even the captain doesn't know are here that are doing the shit that we're talking about.
That's what I've been sabotage. Thinking.
I think they're sneaking up the trapdoor, doing shit at night, messing with the railing, messing with the lock, because they could have easily gotten up that trapdoor, messed with the lock, then went back down.
Yeah.
You know, and there's two sets of tracks, so maybe two people in league with each other. You know, somebody that we might know.
I think it's Malira.
Oh, that's very interesting.
I'm going to revise my prediction to include Joe's thing in my secret prisoners. Secret prisoners or stowaways. People of some secrecy.
Ah, okay. Fair enough. Galabras Skid has been saying stowaway since you guys boarded that first disaster.
He did?
I did. Yeah. Listen back.
If you listen to the podcast... here, occasionally.
I don't listen to this podcast.
I actually think it could be R. Kelly.
Trapped in the bilges.
The sludge is a dead giveaway.
Just chilling in the bilges.
One set of prints looks like an underage relative.
Oh, no.
I'm not condoning. I'm making fun of him.
No.
He's an awful person.
Wow, that's awesome.
Matthew, roll Gormley's disable device check.
Guidance and then disable device.
Sure. How many times you get? Oh, it's a cantrip.
It's a cantrip. 20.
Everyone roll a perception check.
There we go.
Do we have time to switch spots or should I put Gormley back? I just sort of switched it.
That's fine. That's fine. We're all friends here.
Perception. 27.
26.
For Lork.
13.
Okay. Just at this moment, what'd you roll, Baron?
26.
26, and you're in the back. Gormley?
13.
Okay, so Lork, you notice as you get closer to the end of the room that the door at the end of the room is slightly ajar. Ooh. You didn't notice until you were 10 feet away because it looked pretty closed.
Looked closed.
Slightly ajar. Meanwhile, Baron, you notice that... something is going for Galabras' feet.
I knew there was something in the water.
I didn't even think of that.
In the water.
It's a Dianoga.
You know what? This is episode 40. Roll for initiative. We're going long.
We're going long.
Let's get ready.
Natty 20 initiative for Lord.
Yes.
Boom, 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 boom. All right. Let's do it.
Oh, baby.
This is the garbage compactor in Star Wars.
If the sides of this ship start squeezing out, I'm going to be very concerned.
Get on top of it.
It's a Dianoga. A Dianoga is the name of that monster.
You're right.
Nerdish.
Yeah. All right, so Lork, I heard you.
That's too much for me, even.
I heard you yell out that you rolled a natural 20.
Yeah.
Is that the highest inish? 20?
Well, 22.
24 for Gormley.
Always one to... cut Lork down.
17.
17 for Baron.
17 for me.
17 for Galabras. And Benverine will go after Lork. But there is a surprise round.
As it were.
Let me just get my ships in order. First thing that happens. Baron. Behind you. On the walkway, a woman appears.
What?
Uh-oh. What?
Wait, appears?
A human woman appears out of, maybe she was invisible and now she's visible.
She was invisible on the plank that was 5 feet wide. Get out of here. Get out of here.
Remember you noticed the door was cracked at the end?
Yeah.
Perhaps she was in there, went invisible, snuck out around as you were.
In the bilge water?
All of your traps. And no one rolled above 40 perception, right? did somebody roll above 40?
Invisibility does give you a crazy bonus against perception.
Plus 20. Plus 20.
This human woman stands there and fires three arrows.
Oh, no.
At Baron.
No.
I don't want to die like this.
She says, "Die, murderer!"
It is Malira.
It's Malira. Fucking Malira.
Does anybody know who Malira is? Does everybody remember who Malira is? This is the.
I have a lock of her hair in a locket.
Yeah.
Throw it at her.
You know what? Maybe I should just. I didn't prepare the spell, but I should have cast Alter Self and become her to fight her.
That's right. That would have been badass.
That would have been awesome.
You must become her to fight her. First attack so on Baron I'm in actually, the surprise round.
I'm actually, can I can use, I can spend one grit point to hit the floor immediately with my gunslinger's dodge.
Okay, is that what you choose to do?
Yes.
Okay, and that's an immediate action. It gives you what, a plus two to AC or plus four?
Plus four.
Plus four to AC, okay. But this is your flat-footed AC, so add a plus four to your flat-footed AC. The first attack is a 14.
Miss, and it would have hit otherwise.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so you hit the floor, you are prone. Second attack, 21.
That still hit, yep.
That is a hit. Okay, so second arrow lands true four. 10 points of damage.
What?
One arrow.
Third attack.
That's a lot.
19.
That's a hit.
Maximum damage.
Is it flat-footed if I took an action, though?
Since you're probably going to kill him, I'm going to step out of this.
Well, it's a...
I don't know for sure.
Here's the thing. If this was a normal combat... Maybe we could make an argument. This is a surprise round.
Yeah.
Where it's a surprise round. No. So, 12 points of damage.
Oh, wow.
Oh, God.
So I took how much total?
22. From arrows. That's scary.
And then, near Galabras, a constricting viper emerges.
Oh, no.
It is a diagnose.
And attempts to bite you. 23 to bite.
That's a hit.
Oh, God. This is going to be fortitude saves.
It bites Galabras for 7 points of damage and then attempts to grapple old Galabi and fails the grapple.
Oh, thank God. Thank God.
It was going to, like, it bit, but it couldn't hold on with its bite with all the sludge. And now it's round one. It's her turn again. She fires 3 arrows at Baron.
Oh,
you
God.
Will die, she says.
But this is no longer flat-footed.
No
longer flat-footed.
And plus four.
Critical threat.
That's times 3 with an arrow, man.
No. Yes.
Yeah, it is.
Yes, it is.
Fuck.
It's a named character. Oh, boy. To confirm. Natural one on the confirm. Does
All right.
not confirm. So it will be... 8 points of damage. Next attack.
God damn.
Critical threat. Another 19.
Oh my God.
No, wait, that's not.
A bow is 20.
A bow is 20 to hit.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was looking at the another weapon.
Another weapon.
Right, I'm sorry. Nope, not a critical threat, so the other one wasn't either. But that one
Thank
is a.
Thank God. Jesus
Christ.
Sorry, I'm sorry.
Wait, what was your total?
It's definitely a hit.
It's still a hit.
Yeah.
But.
And it is 7 points of damage. Last attack. 18?
Miss.
Misses on the 18.
There you go.
Which would have also hit, too. I'm not feeling so good, guys.
No shit.
So you're laying on the ground. She just shot 6 arrows at you. The snake attacks Galabras again in the regular round this time. 16.
Miss.
To bite. Misses. It just whips out its head to try and bite your legs.
And hits the armor.
Hits the armor.
The armor of Oscroth.
Armor of Oscroth. Protect me.
And now it is Gormley's turn.
Gormley's going to cast Web on... Malira.
Oh, nice.
You're assuming.
Assuming it's
assuming.
I want to catch Webb on the woman.
She's played by Rachel McAdams, by the way.
Oh,
Malira's yeah. played yeah, by Rachel
like
McAdams.
True detective Rachel McAdams.
Can you take us into why you're casting Webb on her?
If it works, she's going to become grappled. Mm-hmm. So she won't be able to fire arrows.
Yeah, she can't fire arrows.
Is my thinking. I mean, and she's out of range of my evil eye.
Does it affect the... You need two things to hold it.
The ship.
Yeah,
walls.
So would it affect you guys at all? If
the
they,
hull.
No.
Try
yes,
and move it?
No.
Okay, yeah. So you're going to try, like, just spider web the walls.
Yeah, basically. And catch
Make
her in
one
it.
Giant
Come
one.
On, man. Would okay. you get her? Please.
Bottle cap. Does anyone
I'm going to... Actually, that's a good idea. I'm going to throw in a bottle cap on this.
Yeah.
To all give right. you disadvantage.
So disadvantage for her. What's the DC of the reflex save?
15.
Probably it's, a pretty good reflex.
She's great reflex. I had
phenomenal
yeah.
reflexes.
Yeah, she's definitely going to pass.
Pass.
Damn. Oh, God damn.
Okay, well, there's still...
Very close.
There's still a web there.
There's still a web.
If so, hang on.
So it's still difficult terrain for her, right?
To get out of it.
You are inside the web.
Inside the web, but not
If we
trapped.
Could set it on fire, that would be good.
Yes, that is true.
Fire inside a ship at sea is always a good idea.
Well, there's a lot of bilge water.
Gormley, are you moving at all?
I guess I should I step down into the bilge water to get out of the way? I mean, I'll stay where I am.
I like this music.
Yeah, yeah, changing it up a little. Yeah.
I'll stay where I am for now.
Staying where you are, Lork.
Lork is going to say, Calabrus, no! And he jumps down in the bilge water and attacks the viper.
Oh.
The viper.
Calabrus, no!
Calabrus, no! And critical threat.
Get out of here.
Yes. Yeah. Natty 19 on the foul action. 14 to confirm.
Nope.
Damn!
Damn!
Damn it! All right, and it is... There we go, baby. 16 damage.
Ooh, wow. Serious 16 damage. 16 damage. That's serious damage. Okay, it is Ben Vereen's turn.
I just want to point out one more thing about the web that I just read. Because we have more than 20 feet between us and the web, we have total cover.
Oh! So that means she cannot make ranged attacks at us.
Yeah.
Wait, what? I'm sorry?
If you have at least 5 feet of web between you and an opponent, it provides cover. If you have at least 20 feet.
Sure, but the web is here.
No, the web is a 20-foot radius all around her. Right.
Oh, this web is like this?
Yeah.
But she can just move right out of it.
She has to roll.
She has to roll every time she moves.
Right.
The dire wolf had to roll, and it rolled super high.
Right, right. It jumped up on a ledge. So, yeah. All right, so that thing...
I mean, it's not a difficult DC to get out of it. But she's gonna have to close if she wants to.
It's difficult terrain.
This much space.
And if she fails, then she gets caught in it.
Can you double check the radius on web?
It's a 20-foot radius.
Yeah, I thought so. It's big. It's
a
big
so you've
web.
Taken the entire end of the room and covered it in a web.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So for her to move 15 feet ahead, she has to roll 3 reflex saves.
Yep.
Yeah.
Combat maneuver check or an escape artist, actually.
Watch, just to get out of it, and she can't fire ranged through the web.
Correct. Think about it.
All right. Yeah, it makes sense.
I knew there was a reason I did it.
That was a really good spell. Yeah.
That sounds like getting the bottle cap back to me.
Yeah.
It really does. But Ben Vereen still.
He held it up and he put it back.
All right, Ben Vereen, what are you doing in this?
Because he's secretly infuriated.
I'm not commanding him right now. So, you know, I was very concerned about Calabrus. So I jumped in. I'm not commanding him. And you can control him if you want. He can just stand there, or I don't know. I don't know if they swim. I don't know if Wolverines...
They do swim.
They do swim.
All right, so you're just going to kind of hold Ben Vereen. This is a lot.
Sure. I'm giving him your control. It's up to you.
Yeah, no.
If you say he holds, he holds.
Okay, Baron, on the ground, taking some damage.
Taking some damage. Fuck you. How long would a potion of sanctuary keep me from being attacked?
I don't know. What does the spell sanctuary do?
It prevents you from being attacked and from attacking others.
It's lowest level, so it would be one round per level. So
right.
one round.
But anyone targeting him gets a will save, and if they pass the will save, they can still attack as normal.
Okay.
But she can't shoot you from where she is anyway.
Yeah, she cannot shoot you.
Right, so unless the cobra goes after you.
All right, so I'm in a tough place now where... I need to heal and I need to help in combat, so I'm just trying to figure out what I can do.
Baron's choice.
The web buys you a round or two to stand up and do what you need to, and you have two people on.
Do you have a potion of cure or something?
I have cure light. So I'm going to stand up and...
I do love this music right now. It's fitting.
I'm going to... so that's my move action, correct?
Yeah. Yeah, correct.
So I'm going to take a potion of cure light. 8 points.
Eight. Nice. That's good.
I'm
good roll.
Still not feeling great.
Do you get up?
Yeah, I got up to take it.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
And I guess that's my turn.
All right. It is Galabras' turn.
I'm going to swing the Hammer of Uskroth down at this stinking snake.
Ooh!
23
hits.
Wow.
7 points of damage.
Nice, Galabras.
And you kill the snake.
Yes! See?
Yeah.
That's what happens when you take
fighter levels, baby.
Legolas, blight upon the earth. Die!
Nice. Round two. Her turn. First thing that happens, she pulls out a wand, touches herself with it, and disappears.
Oh my god. Fucking god.
And for the first time in Glass Cannon podcast history, we're going to end the episode mid-combat.
Oh, God damn it!
Yeah!
Come on!
Oh! I'm going to punch you in the dick.
I'm so glad I can think about my imminent death.
You got a week to stew.
Thank you for that.